Page 234, chapter 13. How that Sir Tristram gat him harness of a knight which was hurt, and how he overthrew Sir Palamides. As for that, said Sir Palamides, I may not yet be christened for one avow that I have made many years agone. Howbeit in my heart I believe in Jesu Christ and his mild mother Mary, but I have but one battle to do, and when that is done I shall be baptized with a good will. By my head, said Tristram, as for one battle thou shalt not seek it no longer. For God defends, said Sir Tristram, that through my default thou shouldst longer live thus a Saracen, for yonder is a knight that ye, Sir Palamides, have hurt and smitten down. Now help me that I were armed in his armor, and I shall soon fulfill thine avows. As ye will, said Palamides, so it shall be. So they rode both unto that knight that sat upon a bank, and then Sir Tristram saluted him, and he weakly saluted him again. Sir Knight, said Sir Tristram, I require you tell me your right name. Sir, he said, my name is Sir Galleron of Galway, and Knight of the Table Round. So God help me, said Sir Tristram, I am right heavy of your hurts, but this is all. I must pray you to lend me all your whole armor, for ye see I am unarmed, and I must do battle with this knight. Sir, said the hurt knight, ye shall have it with a good will, but ye must beware, for I warn you, that knight is white. Sir, said Sir Galleron, I pray you tell me your name, and what is that knight's name that hath beaten me? Sir, as for my name, it is Sir Tristram de Liones. And as for the knight's name that hath hurt you, is Sir Palamides, brother to the good knight Sir Safer, and yet is Sir Palamides unchristened. Alas, said Sir Galleron, that is a pity that so good a knight and so noble a man of arms should be unchristened. Page 235. So God help me, said Sir Tristram, other ye shall slay me or I him, and that he shall be christened or ever we depart in sunder. My lord Sir Tristram, said Sir Galleron, your renown and worship is well known through many realms, and God save you this day from censure and shame. Censure, the note says, means censure. Text. Then Sir Tristram unarmed Galleron, the which was a noble knight, and had done many deeds of arms, and he was a large knight of flesh and bone. And when he was unarmed, he stood about his feet, for he was bruised in the back with a spear. Yet so as Sir Galleron might, he armed Sir Tristram. And then Sir Tristram mounted upon his own horse, and in his hand he gat Sir Galleron's spear, and therewith Sir Palamides was ready. And so they came hurtling together, and either smote other in midst of their shields. And therewith Sir Palamides' spear brake, and Sir Tristram smote down the horse. And Sir Palamides, as soon as he might, avoided his horse, and dressed his shield, and pulled out his sword. That saw Sir Tristram, and therewith he alit and tied his horse till a tree. Chapter 14. How Sir Tristram and Sir Palamides fought long together, and after accorded, and Sir Tristram made him to be christened. And then they came together as two wild boars, lashing together, tracing and traversing as noble men that oft had been well proved in battle. But ever Sir Palamides dread the might of Sir Tristram, and therefore he suffered him to breathe him. Thus they fought more than 2 hours. But often Sir Tristram smote such strokes at Sir Palamides that he made him to kneel, and Sir Palamides brake and cut away many pieces of Sir Tristram's shield. And then Sir Palamides wounded Sir Tristram, for he was a well-fighting man. Then Sir Tristram was wood wroth out of measure, and rushed upon Sir Palamides with such a might that Sir Palamides fell grovelling to the earth. Page 236. And therewithal he leapt up lightly upon his feet, and then Sir Tristram wounded Palamides sore through the shoulder. And ever Sir Tristram fought still in like hard, and Sir Palamides failed not, but gave him many sad strokes. And at the last Sir Tristram doubled his strokes, and by fortune Sir Tristram smote Sir Palamydes' sword out of his hand, and if Sir Palamydes had stooped for his sword, he had been slain. Then Palamydes stood still and beheld his sword with a sorrowful heart. "How now," said Sir Tristram unto Palamydes, "now have I thee at advantage, as thou hadst me this day. But it shall never be said in no court, nor among good knights, that Sir Tristram shall slay any knight that is weaponless. And therefore take thou thy sword, and let us make an end of this battle." "As for to do this battle," said Palamydes, "I dare right well end it, for I have no great lust to fight no more. And for this cause," said Palamydes, "mine offence to you is not so great that we may be friends. All that I have offended was for the love of La Beale Isoud, and as for her, I dare say she is peerless above all other ladies, and also I proffered her never to dishonor, no dishonor, and by her I have gotten the most part of my worship, and sithen I offended never as to her own person. And as for the offence that I have done, it was against your own person, and for that offence ye have given me this day many sad strokes, and some I have given you again. And now I dare say I felt never man of your might, nor so well breathed, and if it were Sir Launcelot du Lake. Therefore I require you, my lord, forgive me all that I have offended unto you, and this same day have me to the next church, and first let me be clean confessed, and after see you now that I be truly baptized, and then will we all ride together unto the court of Arthur, that we be there at the high feast." "Now take your horse," said Sir Tristram, "and as ye say, so it shall be, and all thine evil will God forgive it you, and I do." Page 237. And here, within this mile, is the suffragan of Carlisle that shall give you the sacrament of baptism. Then they took their horses, and Sir Galleron rode with them. And when they came to the suffragan, Sir Tristram told them their desire. Then the suffragan let fill a great vessel with water, and when he had hallowed it, he then confessed clean Sir Palamydes, and Sir Tristram and Sir Galleron were his godfathers. And then soon after they departed, riding toward Camelot, where King Arthur and Queen Guinevere was, and for the most part all the knights of the Round Table. And so the king and all the court were glad that Sir Palamydes was christened. And at the same feast in came Galahad, and sat in the Siege Perilous, and so therewithal departed and dissevered all the knights of the Round Table. And Sir Tristram returning again unto Joyous Gard, and Sir Palamydes followed the questing beast. Here endeth the second book of Sir Tristram that was drawn out of French into English, but here is no rehearsal of the third book, and here followeth the noble tale of the Sangrail that called is the Holy Vessel, and the signification of the blessed blood of our Lord Jesu Christ, blessed mote it be, the which was brought into this land by Joseph of Arimathea. Therefore, on all sinful souls, blessed Lord, have thou mercy. Explicit liber Roman 12 et incipit deci mustercius.